Now, our Dublin correspondent is Mairead Ronan. Good afternoon, Mairead.
Good afternoon, Ray.
Yes. Now, you're going to run it, which
I
is
am.
Great. And you are familiar with Park Run.
I am indeed. We run the Park Run in St. Anne's Park in Raheny every Sunday. So we do the junior Park Run because my little girls are aged 5 and 7. Hello, Bonnie. Hello, Eliza. And they are mad into doing the Park Run. So my running partner is Bonnie, who's 5. She loves to run with me slow and steady until she sees the finish line and she says, "Mom, can I go now? Can I go now?
Sprint finish.
Can I run now? Can I run now really fast?" And she takes off because she is really, really fast. So it's hard for her to stay slow and steady.
Yes.
Well, yeah, we're really enjoying the park runs. They're great fun.
Yeah, because we didn't mention the junior park runs this week at all. They're on Sundays, 9:30, 2 kilometres.
That's it, 2K. And they're so brilliant to see all the kids mad get going, and they do the brilliant warm up beforehand with them and they've great fun afterwards. And then you're always roped into taking one or two more kids home, or if it's a good Sunday, my two kids go off with another mum afterwards. So it's a good trade-off.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, you're wearing the Run With Ray t-shirt.
Yes.
And I say it suits you. It brings out the colour in your eyes.
Thanks very much. Lovely blue. Lovely shade of blue.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, I have a few of these, Ray, because I have the old ones, because I was on the very first Run With Ray. And I was also on your first RTE Run With Ray, which was in St. Anne's Park.
In Raheny.
In Raheny.
You were. Yes, you were.
And that is 5 years ago now, Ray.
It is 2019.
It is. I remember because I had just moved into the house.
Yeah. And we met Paul yesterday, who was on the very first Run With Ray. And he knows things about things.
Right.
More. He know more stuff about you than you would know about yourself.
Oh, one of those.
Yeah.
Nice.
Anyway, lovely Paul said it's 13 years since we did the first one.
Well, there you go.
And it was a black t-shirt.
It was a black t-shirt then.
A red t-shirt, then it was a luminous green t-shirt, then it was a luminous yellow t-shirt, and then blue since.
We did have blue then.
Yeah.
And then we had blue for the half marathon we did as well.
We did. I've met a lot of people this week who did the half marathon, and it was for, just for people who don't know, it was for Laura Lynn, and back in 2015, and we did it in Phoenix Park, the first of two we did. And Jane, the brilliant Jane McKenna, spoke before the run. It was a beautiful day in Phoenix Park.
So beautiful.
And just, it's just one of those things that was, you know, stays long in the memory.
It really
stays
does.
Long in the memory.
Yeah.
So apart from running the junior, the junior park run, mm-hmm. and being mother to Bonnie, Eliza, and Dara.
Yeah.
You left Today FM
2 years ago.
Right.
Yeah. I'd like to say I left my full time media job before everybody else started doing it. I was the first person to do it. Then we had Claire Byrne giving up the telly. Then we had your man going over to the other country. And then this week you've had loads of people doing it.
Yes.
Karen Costa did it as well. I think for my reasons were very, very personal, but I did share them with everyone. I just felt like everything in my life was squeezed. And I mean my family life. I just wasn't seeing the kids. And when I did, I was a bit grumpy or I was doing something else. So I was watching a film I had to watch because I was interviewing somebody that Thursday, or I had to finish reading a book, or I had to watch two episodes of a series, or I'm talking to you, you know what this is like, you know what it's like. And I just didn't have any time with the kids, and I mean real time. And I know that is the case for an awful lot of mums and dads all over the country.
So you can empathise then with Jennifer Zamparelli, because in her statement she said she wants to spend more time. She is a
kids.
Young family. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, look, I am a walking cliche, Ray, and I say COVID did change me because it was the first time in my adult life that I had time to go, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Because it wasn't on this treadmill, running. Not literally running, but, you know, running life. And I realised I wanted to give that a go, being a full-time mum. Well, you're always a full-time mum, but you know what I mean, not working outside of the home. I wanted to give that a go, and I knew I might love it or I might not.
So how's it going for you and the hairbrush business and the podcast?
I still work. I've condensed any work that I do between the kids' school hours.
Ah, right, great.
And that's what I do. So I would.
So if Dan Healy gave you a call then,
I need to be after 9:15 and finish. I have to collect Bonnie at 1:15.
Yeah. If we set up some sort of.
Do you know what I was thinking? Job sharing, Ray.
Yeah.
So if Jennifer Zamparelli wants to come back and do week on, week off.
Yeah. Well.
Wouldn't that work?
Yes.
Week on, week off, because I've too many bits to do with the kids and minding other kids and trips to the park and laundry and
exercise. Well, they'll have to offer some sort of flexible, arrangements for people, because it's going to be difficult to attract people, I think. I don't know.
I don't think so. I think I will still say I think radio is one of the best jobs you can do. I have always loved radio. Even leaving radio, I loved radio, but I just wanted to take a step back. I would love to return to radio someday, and hopefully that I'll get that opportunity in the future. But
I have Dan's number in my phone.
Grand, I think I have it as well.
Now, just before we get away from all of that, I've got a text from my wife.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Jenny.
Just to remind you to plug the podcast.
Okay.
So
I you've mentioned the podcast there. Yeah. I have a podcast with your beautiful wife, Jenny Kelly. It is called Jenny and Mairead Now. We are on every week. We're nearly a year and a half old now. So every Wednesday, new episode drops, and we have this word is used over and over, but a community. And we do have a really gorgeous community, and I would say it is 99% women. And myself and Jenny realised we're all the same. We're all going through the same crap every day. We all have the same feelings. We all have the same struggles. And then we have about 6 men who listen to us. I know you are one, and my husband Louis is the other. There's a couple of other men who listen to us too. And we are having great fun doing it. Really, really good fun doing it. And we have some very exciting news, Ray. Can't share it with you. I can't.
You have something in the pipeline.
I've something in the pipeline.
You have a project.
A project, Ray, that I can't tell you about.
Is it exciting?
It's really exciting.
Right, okay.
I'll tell you in around, I don't know, July, August, maybe that time. Or I might tell you because you already know.
Yeah. Listen, on just back to the physical activity.
Yes.
So you have a personal trainer.
I don't have a personal trainer. Okay. Just hang on.
Sorry.
I do not have a personal trainer. That sounds extremely fancy.
So Audrey Garland, we spoke to her.
You did.
Yes, she is a former gladiator.
Yeah, she won gladiator.
She won gladiator.
Yeah,
yes,
and
yes.
I heard the interview, and I was up in her class that evening.
Oh, she's at class. You share her.
I share her with a bunch of other women in Finglas. I go to a gym in Finglas. My sister is there as well. A bunch of brilliant women. And Audrey is just fantastic. She is passionate about getting women to lift weights. Really. Right. She is passionate about that. And I said to her when I joined the gym over a year ago, I said, I really want to get back running, but I'm kind of afraid of it. And she's looking at me with her hands on her hips. And what are you afraid of running for? And I said, well, I haven't properly done it since before I had Bonnie.
So what's properly done it?
Exactly. You know? Like, this is kind of what she was saying to me. And I said, well, I suppose I just need to kind of get myself and get the gear again. And she said, right, don't be worrying about fitness trackers. Don't be worrying about the gear.
Throw them out.
Just get out and run. And she said, don't even worry about what distance you do. Just run for minutes. Yeah. So she said, if you have 20 minutes tomorrow, run for 20 minutes. If you have 15 minutes, run for 15 minutes. If you have only 10 minutes, run for 10 minutes. And then all of a sudden, you're running. And it's so simple, but it worked.
We've heard so many brilliant stories this week. And they're like, most of the people that we met this week are not what you'd call runners.
Yeah.
There are people who get out once a week or twice a week and they move through a space at various paces, but they don't call themselves runners, you know?
And I think that's what I was struggling with. You know, I'm not a runner.
Yeah.
But anyone who goes out for a run once a week or twice a week,
But there's all that stuff, all the technology.
It's that, I don't have the gear.
That alienates people. That alienates people.
Yeah. So.
I've one more question for you.
Oh, go on.
Where is it? The Eurovision, of course.
Oh,
The last time we had you in was for the Eurovision, and you were a big fan of Bambi Thug. And
huge fan of Bambi
Thug. Brilliantly for us. Nemo, the winner.
Yeah. Loved them as well. That was the song that I had picked earlier on before the bookies did. I was saying that was going to win, and I'm really glad. I think they're a great winner, and it was so fantastic to see Ireland there, up near the top, wasn't it?
Thereabouts,
getting all the feels again.
Is this the beginning of a new era? Is this our Italian 90 for the Eurovision?
I think it is. I think we've shifted. We've finally, Bambi has made all the other artists in Ireland realise it is a fantastic, very cool and wonderful opportunity of a stage to be on. So I'm excited to see who RTE send next year.
Yeah. And would you, because I have to ask you the question, ask her, would she go to 2FM? Because the newspapers would like that sort of question. I said, look, I know I'm Ray Deer, so I'm not going to ask her that question.
Do you know what? I saw you're on the cover of the RT Guide, you, and you're only second handsome on the cover because Stanley is more handsome than you.
I know.
But I've realised you have a big birthday this year, and I met you in your 30s.
Right.
Just that's how long we know each other. Yeah, so right. Just don't ask me that question.
Okay, right. Sorry, lads, no news.
If there's a job sharing gig going, okay, if there's a week on, week off, give me a shout.
Right. Mairead, I'll see you at the start line.
I'll see you at the start line.
Right on.
Slow and steady, Ray. Slow and steady.
Slow and steady.